Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 72, on Saturday, June 13th. We've come through another week. A lot has happened, a lot has bounced off of us, put in front of our faces, that has been challenging and overwhelming. And for those of you following us, you've been absorbing what it means to persevere, to continue pressing on in faith through the hard times. Today, let's take a step back, press into the Holy Spirit, and let Him help us examine this past week to highlight things that He wants us to see. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. It is good to be with you today. We have reached the end of yet another week together. I have no idea how many weeks we've been doing this any longer. I have certainly lost track, but I'm so glad that you are joining with us in prayer. It is truly an encouragement to know that so many of you are meeting us in prayer in a different way than maybe we're accustomed to. But gosh, it has been so good to just commune with the Spirit, commune with you in a unique space and in a unique time. And so thank you for doing that. Tomorrow, of course, is Sunday. And on Sundays, we invite you to engage in our online worship experiences. We don't do an episode of Common Prayer, but rather we look forward to meeting again on Monday. And I'm actually really excited about next week. On Common Prayer. Next week, we're going to be exploring different parables of Jesus. And, you know, one of the things I love about the parables is it's a way in which Jesus gets to us through our imagination. In a lot of ways, he presents these stories and they are images, they are pictures of what it could be like in the kingdom of God here and now. And so he gets at us through imagining a new world right here in the midst of this one. And so they've always been fascinating for me. I think Jesus is undeniably a master teacher, and the parables oftentimes demonstrate his brilliance in ways that we can't normally see. So I'm excited to take a look at those next week. So be sure to check in with us on Monday as we pray through some of those as well. Well, as has been our custom since the beginning of Common Prayer, it is Saturday, and on Saturdays, we engage in the prayer of examine. And, you know, I recognize it's been a while since I've talked about maybe a little bit why we do this and where the examine came from. And so I thought I'd just spend a minute maybe talking about that. You'll remember that, again, the prayer of examine finds its roots with Ignatius of Loyola, and he lived kind of right in the midst of the Protestant Reformation, and Ignatius was simply just trying to, kind of allow or give tools to those doing the work of the faith, and noticed that in the busyness of the moment, there was a failure to reflect back on the movement of God in the lives of individuals. And so he created this format of praying, usually done daily, but can be done weekly or whenever it is, in which you simply notice where God has shown up in your life over the past designated amount of time. You know, at its core, it's really just an attempt to slow down. It's an attempt to just notice what would probably be otherwise missed because of the busyness of our days. And so it's kind of, you know, it's a simple purpose to just prayerfully meditate and review our time, again, in the past week with God, and just begin to ask a few simple prompts to allow the Holy Spirit to just highlight things and just notice where it is that we may have seen God moving or maybe missed seeing God moving. I find that the examine is something that the more you do, the more familiar it becomes, and the easier it is to engage, and the easier it is that you can begin to notice the ways in which God is showing up in your life that you may have missed before. So, again, if you haven't done this with us yet, just know it's a little bit of a longer reflection, and I will guide you through the different phases of an examine. But don't get caught up on the logistics. The baseline, the hope of all of this is just to open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to highlight the ways in which God's shown up in our life. So with that, let's begin. As we do every single day, I just invite you to take a few slow breaths. Get comfortable in your chair, or your couch, or wherever it is that you are. Maybe you begin with a simple breath prayer, just following the cadence of your breath, inviting the Holy Spirit to be present with you. Maybe something simple, just as you breathe in, just say, Holy Spirit. And as you breathe out, just say, come now. Now I want to invite you to the first phase of the examine, which is simply inviting the Holy Spirit to open you to where you may have seen God. So just spend a moment doing that, and maybe it's just a simple prayer like this one. Lord Jesus, I believe that at this moment you are present and you are loving us. In this moment, you are Emmanuel, you are God with us. Help us now as we review this day with you. Invite you into the second phase of the prayer of examine, which is simply praying a prayer of gratitude, but doing so through the lens of the past week. So I invite you to just take a moment, consider the past week. I want you, through the lens of gratitude, just consider what comes to mind. What were the activities? What were the moments? What were the happenings that stir gratitude in your heart over the past week? And allow those to just rise to the surface, and then just be grateful for those. Thank God for those moments. As you allow those moments to replay in your mind, I invite you to thank God for the specifics. And try to get as specific as possible, because it's in those specifics that we allow God to highlight his work in our lives. Maybe it was a sunrise you caught this week. Maybe it was a walk with a loved one. Maybe it was just a moment of peace in an otherwise chaotic week. But thank God for those specifics. Where was it throughout the week that you had the deepest sense of connection to God? And just spend a moment thanking God for that connection. Now I invite you to move from gratitude to examining your week through the lens of your emotions. As you think back on the past week, invite the Holy Spirit to highlight those times in which you felt the strongest emotion. Maybe it was joy. Maybe it was anger. Maybe anxiety or fear. Weariness. Don't try to change your emotions, just sit with them. And as the events of the week rush through your mind, just notice them before God and sit with God in them. If you have a hard time reviewing your week, maybe these questions may help. But when did you feel the most love this past week? Or inversely, when did you feel the least loved this week? Just hold those moments before God. When did you give the most love this week? Or when did you give the least love? As you allow those moments to come to mind, I invite you again just to hold them before God. Those events, those conversations, those moments in which you felt disconnected the most or connected the most, just hold them before God. I want you to talk with God about those moments. Invite God to speak into what they may be, what those emotions may be telling you. Just spend a moment in quiet in your heart and listen to what God may have for you in those moments as you reflect. And now lastly, I want to invite you to look forward to the day ahead. What do you want to take with you into the next day? What is it that God has taught you by looking back over the past week that you wish to bring forward into the next week? Maybe invite the Holy Spirit to highlight that which God is calling you to as you move forward. Spend a moment or two just resolving to do just that. To take the next step of your growth. The next step of your connection with the Lord. Now let me end with this prayer. May the grace of Christ, which daily renews us, and the love of God, which enables us to love all, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, which unites us in one body, make us eager to obey the will of God until we meet again. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our generation's pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.